David Beckham. When you hear that name, you probably think of one of today's greatest soccer players.
Kenny Bendon. Beckham! It's in the net! It's in the net! Beckham is going to try it over the halfway line, and he's going to hit an empty net! What a goal from David Beckham!
Beckham has played for some of the world's biggest teams, Manchester United, Real Madrid, and AC Milan. In 2007, he shocked the soccer world by signing a multi-year contract with Major League Soccer here in the U.S. The LA Galaxy signed the soccer hero for what was reported to be worth as much as $250 million. As that contract comes to an end and Beckham decides whether to stay or go, we wanted to talk about whether it was all worth it for the team, the fans, for Major League Soccer. Joining me now from our New York bureau is David Henry Sterry. He's a co-author of the book, The Glorious World Cup, A Fanatic's Guide. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So just how big were the expectations for Beckham when he came to the U.S.?
Well, basically, they thought he was Jesus and Moses and possibly Buddha rolled into one. How's anybody going to live up to that? And the whole thing was so bizarre right from the beginning because it was this gigantic announcement, $250 million for David Beckham. And you saw it everywhere on the website every time you opened up your computer, $250 million. That total was completely fabricated. But in fact, the contract was, I think, $32 million. And before they even announced he was on the team, they sold 250,000 copies of his uniform. So they immediately started recouping that money. Beyond the money, it had enormous ramifications for Major League Soccer and soccer in America.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit more. First, say Major League Soccer. How did this affect the credibility of the league or how it's perceived compared to 5 years ago?
Well, it was a little bit like in the old NASL. You know, they've been trying to do this in America to make soccer important for decades and decades.
And the NASL was the North American Soccer League from the 1970s,
they brought in Pele.
Right?
Yes, and Beckenbauer, and the biggest. They had like an all-star team for the Cosmos. But that lent an instant credibility to the league, to that league, just as signing David Beckham did for the MLS. And then you saw Thierry Henry come in New York. They just bought Robbie Keane, who's a phenomenal top-line player. I mean, these guys are all at the end of their career, as is David Beckham. But he brings something that very few other people in any sport bring. How many athletes have had a movie named after them? Bend It Like Beckham. I mean, that sort of cultural cachet, it's hard to even put a price value on that.
Well, okay, now we know what the LA Galaxy has gotten out of this, and we know a little bit about what Beckham has gotten out of it. What about soccer fans?
Yeah, it really made soccer kind of sexy in America, which it has never been. But Beckham and Posh Spice, and all of a sudden he comes to America and he's hanging out with Will Smith and he's hanging out with Tom Cruise. And
right, because I mean, arguably, I want to just put in a word here for sexy soccer players, of which I think there are many. But
yes,
you're talking about a dose of Hollywood.
Exactly. No, I'm not talking about the actual men with their rippling abs, no, which there are plenty of, and God love them. But I'm talking about the idea of soccer. It just has never really caught on. The last World Cup, there was gigantic interest in America, an enormous amount of financial resources put behind that. But still, the MLS is not the United States soccer team. And the MLS has been growing slowly but surely. Now, a lot of the teams now have dedicated stadiums. And it gave that league a gigantic boost. It really did. Recently, Major League Soccer passed the NBA and the NHL in average attendance.
So what is the future for Major League Soccer in this country?
I think it's in a fantastic position to sort of solidify what they have now. We have about 2 years till the next World Cup. And the World Cup and MSL sort of feed each other. And with the frenzy that's going to come with the next World Cup, which is in Brazil, I think it's going to really help the MLS sort of solidify themselves. But I think if they can get a couple more really big name soccer players, it's going to be a tremendous spurt of growth for Major League Soccer and soccer in general in America.
David Henry Sterry, he's the co-author of The Glorious World Cup, A Fanatic's Guide. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.